out your pen and paper and get writing, because you're listening to The World Through Words. I'm your host, Julia Summerfield, and this is your one-stop shop for everything writing. From plotting to your first novel to the details and structure of the hero's journey, The World Through Words is your tool to learn it all. So let's get writing. Hello, and welcome back to my show. Today, I thought we would take a little turn from our usual creative writing and talk something that's more English-style writing. This is definitely still creative writing. I don't want to go into this completely English major brain. I'm to be determined whether I'll be majoring in English, but I do kind of want to talk about this sort of like in a way that works both for an English setting, like an English class, and in the setting of creative writing, because you use literary terms in everything. If you're writing AP season is coming up, if you're writing those AP tests for AP Lit or Lang, you're gonna need to know some literary terms. Just like if you're writing a book, you'll wanna know what literary terms are. However, I don't recommend purposefully trying to shove literary terms everywhere in your writing. But when you're writing an essay about literary terms, yes, you want to bring up the names of the literary terms and describe them. That should get you, like, I've heard if you use like 6 of them, then you can get a 5 on the AP. So just knowing them and knowing how to use them is great info for you. There are a lot of different literary terms, and sometimes, like, you'll hear a literary term and you don't even realize that it's like a literary term, like technically perspective is a literary term, and anytime I hear that, I think, what? Like, since when was perspective a literary term? But it is. There are things like perspective, tone, theme, narration. Those are all literary terms. So keep that in mind. I'm pretty sure even characters are literary terms, honestly. There are a lot of literary terms. And then there's more the poetic type of literary terms. For example, allegory. An allegory is very much like, you know, your story's an allegory for something. It is alluding to another work. So that is very much a poetic term. Same with allusion. But when you're knowing these terms and using these terms, there's a very specific way to kind of identify them in reading and become familiar with them. So when you're reading a story, the baseline, like the basic literary term that you will see over and over again, is symbolisms and metaphors. At the end of the day, a lot of other literary terms are just a different type of symbolism or metaphor. Like an allegory can technically kind of be metaphorical in a sense. And a lot of literary terms are really just like helping your reader understand that this means something else. An analogy is another one. Like something is an analogy for something that's kind of metaphorical, but not quite. So you'll see a lot of like literary terms just being another form of symbolism in books. And that's good to know. Like it's good to know that literary terms are like symbolism, but it's also good to know that some literary terms really build the story. Like atmosphere is a literary term, and atmosphere is building your story. It is bringing you into a scene. Like, what is the atmosphere of a story? It's how the story feels. It's how the characters feel. It's what's going on in this situation and the overall perspective of it. So you get a lot of that. Like, cliche is a literary term, and that's just because something's been used over and over again. It feels very cliche. Contrast. They're poetic and literary terms that are like a foil when the plot is foiling, like falling in on itself. So there's a ton of different literary terms, and you will see them again and again and again. Poetic terms, literary terms, like a pun is a poetic term. Not exactly like a word means two things, but yes, a pun is like kind of the same as what you think a pun would mean. So there's a ton of that in books, and just being able to identify those and recognize them is super important. I don't want to go on here and list everything about every single type of literary term, so I'm just going to talk about why we have literary terms and kind of why we use them. So literary terms are super important in a story to give the reader a basic sense of what's going on. They are structures that we have just given names to. So common structures or common themes like irony that you see a lot in novels, in books, in media that come up again and again and have just become very commonplace, so we've named them. But at the end of the day, even if we hadn't named them, these would still be structural techniques and ways to tell a story. You were using literary devices to try and tell your story in between the lines so that you don't have to just say everything. If you, instead of using irony to assume that something's like, oh, this is kind of ironic that this person is so depressed that their brother died when they, like, hated their brother, you know, you would use irony in that sense of writing, there's irony there, but you would use that to show that there's irony, but instead of just saying, oh, it's ironic, you just leave that part out and we assume it is irony. The sort of atmosphere of a story, that is just something all stories have. There's a vibe that they give, a feeling, a way that the author builds it up. Perspective. You build the perspective into the story. So these are very structural. I feel like some literary devices are very structural, and then some literary devices are a lot more, oh, this is hidden in here. This is hidden, like dramatic irony and such are hidden. And there are a ton of literary devices. Like, I have a list right now, and it just goes on and on and on and on and on and on forever. You know, but some of the biggest ones that you will always know, metaphor, simile, those are the ones that I think of a lot. Narration, narrative, motif. I love motifs. I feel like motifs are just kind of like repetitive metaphors, but motifs are cool. I definitely had a class, though, where I felt like anytime there was a metaphor, the teacher's like, this is just a motif. There's a paradox. So again, it's like, you're creating something without saying it. So it's like you have this thing that doesn't make sense. You know, it can't be dry out and raining. That's a paradox. And so you set that up, but you know, you don't say that's a paradox. So she walked out onto the dry pavement that the rain fell on. That's a paradox, but you don't state that it's a paradox. You let the readers draw their own conclusion. You let the readers read the plot and the summary and the point of view and gather from that what is happening and draw conclusions themselves. If we told the reader everything that was going on in the story, that would be exhausting for the writer and exhausting for the reader. So it helps to make a story flow. And these will happen by accident. When you are writing, you should not be forcing literary devices. You should not be forcing these to come out. They will come out on their own. Literary terms and devices will happen as you are writing by themselves. You will never need to force them out or make them happen. They are going to happen on their own accord because your writing is just that good. Same with poetic terms or any of those. They're just going to happen throughout the story. If you want to learn more about literary terms and just kind of cram them for an AP test, I would recommend just looking up lists of them and thinking about 5 or 6 or however many, like have 10 on handy going into the test. There's a lot of easy ones to memorize, but try to think of some more interesting ones that apply to a greater amount of literature than lesser amount. That way you just have them in your pocket and you can kind of throw them out when it's time to take the test. They'll be super useful, even if you're just a person listening. You know, I don't want to generalize this towards high schoolers going into AP, but literary terms are good to know and they are great for analyzing stories. So just have some that you have on hand and you know you can look up various lists like literaryterms.net. Just go there and there'll be like a ton of different terms that you can learn about, read more about, and memorize if you want to have them in your back pocket, especially if you're going to be analyzing major works anytime soon to get a better idea of what they're about and what story's being told. Thank you so much for listening. This was The World Through Words. I'm your host, Julia Summerfield, and I'll see you all here next time. Bye!